Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Thank you so much for joining us. Joining me today is Travis.
McClunky.
And that's it. And Travis, you moved? I told you not to
move. I didn't move.
I'm going to fix
it. I did not move.
Boom. Boom. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Doing the TD work if you're watching the video. And if you're listening to audio, thank you so much for joining us. Brian Malkowitz is out. He has some much-earned R&R after IGN Summer of Gaming. I'll be taking some comp days later in the month, but I'll make sure that Fireteam Chat still happens while I am out. Travis, thanks for joining me today.
Unlike
Brian is.
He just takes off.
Right.
Leaves us at the altar.
All the time. All right. So on today's show, we have a pretty good show. Travis, thank you for putting together a few notes. We're going to talk about some of the lore in the game. We're going to talk a little bit about Iron Banner. I want to talk about the power grind, some of the important patch notes that we got from the TWAB this week. And Bungie Day is next Tuesday. Do we think anything cool is going to happen? But first, you said there was something that I didn't know that you knew about a voice actor that you wanted to tease me. And it's had me curious since you brought it up. So why don't you spill the beans? What's going on?
Yes. So throughout the last 4 weeks of missions, ever since the season started, we've had pieces of dialogue with Nokris, who is, you know, a known associate of Savathun. And somebody found out, I don't know how they found this out. I think it was maybe in, maybe through like what do you call it?
The internet.
The internet. They found it through one of those, the word is escaping me right now, but they found out that the voice actor that is playing Nokris right now is actually Mark Hamill,
which interesting.
Is pretty cool.
Whoa.
So so and the voice is very like evil, you know, he's good at playing like, you know, he played
the
Joker.
Yeah,
now he plays like kind of like monster voiced creatures a lot.
He played the Joker, he plays Nokris, he played Cockknocker, you know, he's got a lot of like well known roles as an actor.
He plays
and
like
Luke,
a demon,
I guess. And,
yeah, that one.
Yeah.
He does a role in Darksiders, I think. He plays
really?
Like some sort of demon or something. So he does a lot of roles like that. But the thing that I wanted to bring up for the show is I'm wondering if he's going to be a major part of Destiny in 2021. If they've, you know, got him on the roster, is it just a cameo that we're going to kind of hear from him a few times, or is he going to be have a major role in Destiny in the future? And I'm obviously really hopeful that he is, because, you know, then we could convince him to come on the show or something.
I mean, look what he did with the Joker character, right? He just sort of became the iconic Joker. It's hard to imagine anybody else playing that role. We have seen a few actors come along and you know, throw their name in the ring and try their take at Joker. But for me, Mark Hamill will be that character in the Batman series. Now, if Bungie has given him a role in the world of Destiny, I would hope it's a long-standing role and one that he really gets to flesh out as an actor, because man, when he goes all in on a role, he really dedicates to it. And that's one thing I've always appreciated about Hamill. He seems like a pretty genuine, nice person. And I would love to see what he did with, you said Nokris, right?
Nokris. Yeah.
Yeah. That's really neat.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
So
what do you think?
He's
obviously going to be a key character, right? Or is he too expensive? Like,
I don't know. See, part of me thinks maybe he's just doing a cameo because I think they recorded some of the dialogue for the season during COVID. So maybe he's just more available right now. And you know, they got him to help out. But I hope I'm wrong. I really do. It would be awesome if he was a major character, because he's perfect for Destiny. He's got like a voice that you would want to hear in Destiny. And he's also pretty creepy in these missions. He only has like one line per mission, but he does a good job of being intimidating. So,
okay. I don't really have much else to say, except I'd love to see more Mark Hamill work in the game. One of the major things going on this week, though, is Iron Banner. We got the new weapons with unique mods on them, right? Well, the weapons aren't new, but the mods on the weapons are new. The sidearm is getting a lot of buzz in the community. Apparently, sidearms are very, very strong right now. You know, a few weeks ago, Paul Tassi wrote up like a really good sidearm build, and a bunch of the YouTubers out there also, you know, have been talking about it. And now it is Iron Banner. Before we get into the specific of the weapon perks or the weapons, how does Iron Banner feel to you this season? And how do you like the quest, Travis?
Yeah, so the quest was pretty simple. Actually, I was kind of surprised how easily I got it done.
Sorry to interrupt you. If you haven't started your Iron Banner quest yet, pick it up on all three characters and complete it on one of them. It auto-completes on all three. That was knowledge spread around by Reddit, and I don't remember who specifically found it first, but definitely do that, because I missed out on it because I just got the quest done right away. I got my two weapon drops, so you get six weapon drops for doing it that way. But anyway, what were your thoughts, Travis? I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah, no problem. My thoughts are that, you know, it's classic Iron Banner. The power, I definitely feel it. I'm not really sure what's happening with Artifact, if it's still disabled, kind of like it was in Trials, or if they're is it okay? So yeah, I'm not really noticing a ton of power changes, but I think the sandbox feels really good right now. I know we've talked a lot about how they've been improving it, and it feels really good. Sidearms do feel really dominant right now. And I'm not sure if that's just because everybody's grinding the quest, which has you get sidearm kills. But man, it's pretty nasty out there with the sidearms right now.
No, sidearms are very good. And there is a build that makes them even stronger. There's some like God roll sidearms that you can get right now, you know, Outlaw Kill Clip on, because we're sort of at that point where we're going to be retiring a lot of weapons and bringing in a lot of new stuff to the sandbox. Iron Banner feels fine. The capture point quest feels fine. The play games feels fine. The get kills when you're underpowered bounty, I hate. And it feels like it's progressing slower than ever. It just progresses so slow. And
high power, Dustin. No one can compete.
I'm like 1059 on all my characters. And I'll talk about the power grind a little bit later, because I've been going pretty hard on it. But here's the thing. I think that quest is bugged. And I hope Bungie would look at it. I've gone in at 1030 with the artifact power, so I'm killing people at like 1020, and it still just feels like it's just taking forever for the progress on that one to go. Maybe I'm crazy, maybe not, but that one does seem like it's a little bit strung out. But besides that, Iron Banner feels fine. It's still not particularly exciting for me, except for the powerful drops that you get from the bounties.
The thing for me that's making it is the lack of skill-based matchmaking. It's felt like a lot more organic. Sometimes I'll get in matches and, you know, just get destroyed, but more often than not, I'm getting into groups where like I'm able to make some plays, which I'm really excited about. So skill-based matchmaking is gone. Woohoo!
Nice. I'm trying to auto color craft because I look like green. Sorry.
Do you?
Yeah. Man, I don't know, but do you really love Iron Banner that much?
No, but I like Crucible without skill-based matchmaking, so it's kind of, I don't know. It's more a celebration of no skill-based matchmaking that's making me happy playing it.
Yeah, I think DMG was asking on Twitter, or it was Cosmo, they were saying, how does Iron Banner feel? What are your games like? I'm not really getting disconnected. What I am getting is I'm facing stacks constantly. I think if they're going to continue Iron Banner, one suggestion I've seen is to have a solo queue version of Iron Banner, similar freelance to how they do freelance in competitive, which I have praised them for many, many times. It's how I finally got my Crucible title that I've long strove for. And
your only title?
No, I got Dredgen also, like way back.
Oh, you got Dredgen finally?
No, I got that one a long time ago, like a year ago.
I kind of remember you saying you didn't. No.
Yeah. But anyway, thank you. I was really stoked about the PvP one. I feel like Iron Banner needs a solo queue. And that would address most of the issues with facing stacks, because either you're raffle stomping everybody if you're a solo queuer. Like, I've been playing a lot solo because I've just been grinding and just trying to get through stuff, just something to do, because I have a lot of productions where my computer's tied up, so I'll be playing on Xbox or whatever, you know. And yeah, so I guess freelance. That's what it would really need. That's what it would benefit from. Power-wise, everything feels fine. I think it's weird that there's a bounty that says power yourself down. That's the only one that I don't like. It feels weird. Hey, play at a disadvantage just because we're masochists. You know? Like, yeah. Like, I'm like, can I just play normal and get kills? Like, why is the power advantage thing? Because it's like 1% every 2 or 3 kills if you're playing at max power, which is pretty rough for me anyway. Yeah. That's how I felt about it. Did you get to try out any of the new weapons? I have not tried out the new weapon perks. I got my first drop. I have Dim up actually right here. I got my first sidearm drop with Iron Grip.
Yeah, so I also have a sidearm with Iron Grip, and I've used it a few times, and it feels like a very overpowered sidearm, but I haven't really noticed anything like that stands out from the Iron Grip perk specifically. So
18 stability, -34 reload speed. Jeez. Yeah, it has subsistence, ricochet rounds. I'm going to try it out, but I just got it. So, and I haven't been... I like to stack my tokens so I can make sure, like, all my characters have a full armor set. I'm on my last character for the Iron Banner bounties, so I've definitely been through it. And bounty wise, yeah. Have you found that they're tremendously powerful though, Travis? Or
no? So the thing I really like the idea of unique perks that you can only get from certain activities. That seems like a really great idea because it gives you reasons to play different activities. You can play Iron Banner and grind those weapons if you want those sorts of perks. But I think the problem so far is that they're just a little too timid with the perks that they're offering. None of them have really stood out to me as like, oh, well, like that's a whole reason to play that mode because I want a weapon with that perk. So far, they've all kind of seemed like, you know, variations on existing perks, like Iron Grip kind of, you know, helps you be a little bit better at aiming. But, you know, there's plenty of perks that help you do that. So,
yeah, Iron Banner has long been one of my favorite PvP modes in Destiny. It was one of my most played modes in the original Destiny. I did like it when it started in Destiny 2 because I like the armor sets. And I just feel that the current armor is just not that compelling, right? Like if you look at the set, I'm trying to bring it up right now. I'm not like super stoked to get that set. What's interesting is I was super stoked to get the armor that's on the battle pass, and I think the season pass continually gets, well, at least this season it got really cool looking armor because of the futuristic sort of tech look, the Russian sort of like old Russia sort of style from last season. I didn't enjoy as much, but to see that Iron Banner, this coveted mode where traditionally it had like the coolest armor that you could get in the game, not really have armor that I'm super passionate about, is kind of a bummer. How do you feel about the armor and like what you're striving towards?
Yeah, the armor is not great. I don't think it's the reason that I'm playing it. You know, I'm looking for the weapons and the new perks, but I know that you can apply the old Iron Banner ornaments to the new armor. So I always like to have a set of armor that has like that samurai style Titan, you know, armor with the dope the samurai plates and all that. So yeah, I'm just getting a whole set so that I can adorn it that way and have a like modern up to power Iron Banner set that has, you know, the proper ornament that actually looks cool. So
yeah, and here I just throw up this image really quick. This is what the current Iron Banner set looks like. Of course, you can ornament it if you have the previous ornamentation on the armor. Yeah, just design-wise, it's a bummer because the season pass stuff is fantastic. The Iron Banner stuff, I don't even, like, I would love to talk to an art designer and be like I love learning about art and learning about their inspiration, but what is this inspired by? Is it carapaces again, like, or a carapace from a bug, or, like, it just doesn't say anything. And if we look back at the old Iron Banner sets, I'll bring them up really quick. If we look back at the old Iron Banner sets, I'm going to try and find an image of the old sets and and just sort of explain why I like them so much. Or even the Trials of Osiris set, right? They were just really, really cool and unique, and it felt like there was more, I don't want to say care, because of course a designer is going to put a lot of care into any creation that they build, right? But it was more,
it was kind of coveted, like clear
coveted
what they were going for, right?
Yeah, I suppose so. So here we go. I got one of the OG sets right here. I think this is like the year one set, and each character is really unique. They look battle hardened. It's sort of like a samurai style, and they went with that for the entirety of the first year of Destiny. And then, you know, we fast forward to today, and we keep getting this sort of bug carapace style. I don't know how to say the word. I know I'm butchering it. So thank you, commenters, in advance for correcting me. You're all smarter than me, I understand. But yeah, so we get this bug sort of look, and you're supposed to be a warrior of light. And like, I don't know what that is. And I love the Iron Banner sets from Destiny 1. You look at Lord Salad and he's adorned in gold with white trim. And just design wise, I feel like Iron Banner isn't hitting that same note. And that has been my Iron Banner TED Talk. Thank you for joining me. Travis, do you have any thoughts? Sorry.
Yeah, I guess the one thing I would add on to that is that previous sets, like you were saying, had an inspiration that you kind of already knew. Like, remember the Knights one where the Titans had like that floofy tail coming out of their head, and you were like, oh my God, it's like a Knight of the Round Table. And then, you know, back in Destiny 1, we had those cool like Game of Thrones, you know, fur coats and stuff like that that came out of Iron Banner. So
this is Destiny 1. Yeah, there you go. That's the Knights one. Rise of Iron. This was, I believe, one of the last sets that you could acquire in the original Destiny, never returned in Destiny 2. And honestly, people complain all the time when they bring back old sets. Bring back old sets. I don't care what those people is. I think they're absolutely crazy to have all this work done on amazing things. Like the fact that they're bringing back Vault of Glass is a lot. They spent so much time and effort on that, and just to have it in the first game that, you know, very few people are playing comparatively, it just seems like a waste, because it was such a great experience that at least should be accessible.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh man. And now I'm looking
TED
at the
talk over
the OG. No. We're not done. I'm going to keep talking about armor done. For a second. This is going to be a very stream of consciousness episode, because I have just been playing so much freaking Iron Banner to get powered up that it's burned into my brain. And all I keep thinking about is OG Iron Banner. This is a low quality image, but you remember that? I liked these sort of sets. It just had the Iron Banner look. It really, really nailed it, in my opinion. Huh. Like, there's pieces I like. I like the Warlock's robes. I like the Hunter's cloak. I like the Titan's arms and chest piece. His helmet's dumb, though. But otherwise, I really, really like the original armor, you know? And the other one just doesn't hit that same note for me.
Yeah.
Current armor.
Yeah, this is weird. The Titan looks very strange in that picture. But
what else do we have on the run of show?
Bungie Day.
Well, before we get into that, I guess the Iron Banner thing is sort of a good jumping off point. The reason I've been no life grinding Iron Banner is because I've been on the power grind to 1060. And one thing I noticed is continually, I can't even get Umbral Engrams to drop now that I'm at like 10. I'm 1058.5 is my lowest character base power. Right. Every other character is like 1059.5. I turn in 10 Umbral Engrams and can't get a chest piece to drop at power. It just feels like the system's working against me, and it's incredibly frustrating. But that's just me complaining. That's just me being a big old baby. And chat, you can call me on it.
You know they will.
Have you been doing the power grind at all, Travis?
Yeah, I'm not super ambitious about it. I've sort of just been working my way through Crucible to, you know, every week to get my powerful drops there, do a raid every once in a while. But yeah, I'm now at the point where I'm in, you know, 1050 plus, and it's slowing down and I'm sort of losing my motivation. But as I said last week on the show, there's not really any activities that make me want to get to 1060. That might change once it gets closer to Beyond Light's release and I'm like, oh, you know, crap, I need to level up for this thing. But I'm not there yet. So right now there's just not really any reason for me to grind.
Yeah, I'm in the 1070. My highest character is 1073.7, which is just nuts because the base power on like the hardest activity is 1080. We don't have Grandmaster yet, right? So what's that going to be? 1100? What was it last? I didn't do them last season. The like super hard Nightfalls.
Yeah, the Grandmaster.
The watchable Nightfall. Content. Watchable gate.
Oh, dude. That was... Yeah. Yeah, so I did do that last year, and I know that you were like 20 behind or something like that, and there was they deactivated the artifact so you couldn't get higher, which is kind of irritating. But yeah, the I don't know what that's going to be at, but I think it's probably going to be 15 to 20 above your max power. And
so far, max power is
10, yeah, I'm definitely not going to do this.
It'll be 1080 then, right?
Yeah, something like that.
So your artifact was disabled during that?
Yeah, it was disabled, or it had a cap. Oh, no, it wasn't that. It was your overall power was limited at a certain amount, and it was intentionally like 20 below. So your artifact could be as high as you want. Your power could be as high as you want. As long as you hit that cap, you couldn't go over it. So everybody was in a level playing field.
So no matter what,
and that
you had swords.
Yeah, that cap was also the minimum to get into the activity. So it was like you had to be exactly at that level no matter what.
I got to wonder if that's 1080 then. So, I mean, at least I'll be ready for it. Well, no, because I'm only like 1070. It's probably 1070. I would have to guess it's 10 above the like pinnacle cap.
I think it's more than 10 above the cap. I think it's like really intentionally hard because you die. You get shot like once or twice and it's over.
My wife saw him, everybody.
Yeah, I know. I heard.
Yeah, I'm just recording.
Hi, Mrs. LeGarry.
It's my wife.
He ever. Said it was going to be a casual stream of consciousness, didn't he?
I love her.
He gave you a warning.
Just give me a little bit, okay? Will you be done by 6? Yes. Okay. I'll talk to you later about the dumplings. married life, everybody.
This is why you don't have any loved ones, Destin. It's just too much.
No. We had a few more things. Important patch note. The Fallen Guillotine,
right.
It's getting patched, so no more spin to win, as Travis put in a run a show. I still think this sword is going to be incredibly powerful, so if you've been working towards it, you should definitely still try and acquire the weapon. And then you brought up Bungie Day next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? I don't think anything's going to happen. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, last year they did some stuff. So Moments of Triumph came out, if I'm not mistaken, on Bungie Day last year or the week that Bungie Day happened. So, you know, there's a possibility that will happen. I don't know where we're at with the content calendar, if it's aligning with that. But, you know, that could be one thing. And then they also did a refresh of the Bungie store, which I know lots of people in the community care about if you're into... you know, pins and hats and that sort
you
of
are.
Thing. So I wouldn't be surprised if they did some stuff. Yeah,
it's on reset. It's on reset. It's 7/7. It's on reset. So,
and they also mentioned it in the TWAB. So I think that they're going to do something. It's just a question of how much of it is going to be in the game versus just like extra stuff. You know,
I think we're going to get our first exotic quest, and it'll be something like pretty coveted. That would be my guess. Like. Cool. You also talked about Savathun's Eye and how we've defeated about 4 of those. Mm-hmm. We don't really know where that's going, but it's been very similar for 4 weeks, for a month now, right? We're on week 4?
That's right.
Yeah.
Week 4, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so I think we get a big story beat next week, and it's tied somehow into an exotic quest. What do you think?
That would be cool. I'm expecting something a little less. I think maybe they'll drop Moments of Triumph if that hasn't already been announced yet, which I'm not really sure. Maybe we'll get something in-game like a quest, but I think the Savathun thing, I think that's probably just going to repeat until we've done all of the Grimoire, because we're unlocking a Grimoire every week, I think, when we go through that.
Yeah.
And then I think we'll probably...
There's a lot more.
Yeah, there is. And there's also a lot more of the season, right? So we have until September or somewhere thereabouts. I think Shadowkeep got delayed, so this might as well. We could see that happening.
Yeah. Small thing that I really like, actually, about the Aerith stuff, she redoes all her dialogue from the previous weeks. So I actually like that you can kind of know, like when we finally finish it, we're going to have the whole story to listen to, and she'll kind of go through it all beat by beat. And that is one thing that I definitely appreciate about the story quest. It has been nice, but it doesn't really seem like I'm learning anymore. It's just kind of like, oh, we defeated the darkness. Is it good? Is it bad? I don't know. And it's just been that for like 3 weeks now. But
season of the foreshadowing.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it's building. And I think that's my biggest critique about it. I still like having a story thing. I just hope it's going somewhere with what they've been showing this far, you know?
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. Who knows?
Did I miss anything? I think that's all we have for this week. Two-man show for Fireteam Chat. It's July 4th weekend. Doing this in our personal time again.
Yeah.
Thank you, Travis, for making the time.
Of course. Yeah. Happy to do it.
I'm still on the grind. Let us know how your grind is going in the Destiny world. Are you still playing? What are you working towards? I hit 100 on the... Did you hit 100 on the season pass?
Oh, no. I'm nowhere near. I've really not been min-maxing that.
I'm 101. Yeah.
Wow. Here's
how you do it. Pick up all the bounties you possibly can. Do all the things you can do every week for 2 weeks. And that's how you hit 100 on the battle pass.
I think I'll just play the slow game on this
fine.
One.
Be
slow
boring.
And steady. Yeah. Just do the stuff I want to do.
That's probably the healthier way to do it. I got to go pick up some dumplings, it sounds like. I'm very excited about that. Thank you. Thank you so much, Travis, for making the time. Thank you, everybody, for watching. I'm going to sign off now. So until next time, everybody, Guardians out.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.